This is Chris Johnson, and this whole fucking, like, Twitter blue checkmark saga has been fucking incredible. I think Twitter's a gigantic pile of shit. I thought it was a pile of shit before Elon Musk bought it, and fucking somehow he made it worse. I remember when that piece of shit, like, about a year ago, whenever the fuck it was, when he was gonna buy Twitter, I thought, like, how the fuck could he possibly fucking ruin it? I mean, it already sucks. It's already a fucking cesspool. What is this douchebag gonna fucking do to make Twitter worse than it already is? I didn't think it was possible, but he found a way to make it possible. One of the actual good things about Twitter is if you went on Twitter and you found a celebrity or found a reporter or somebody of some type of clout, some famous person or some shit like that, they would be verified. They'd have a fucking blue check mark next to their name. So like if you went on and you wanted to talk to The Rock, you fucking knew it was The Rock. It was Dwayne The Rock motherfucking Johnson. You knew that he was the real actual person. I follow a lot of like sports figures on Twitter. So like I knew that like, hey man, this is fucking Marcus Stroman right here. This is a Blue Jays beat reporter. This is a real actual guy. So if I go on for news or if I want an update on the team, I know that the stuff that this account is going to tweet is going to be legitimate. So Elon Musk takes over, and I've talked about Elon Musk before. Elon Musk is an asshole. This guy is just a complete fucking sack of shit. He's got this like weird group of fanboy assholes that defend everything that he fucking does and talk about him like he's a genius. That's what America does. People in America put wealth on the same level as they do intelligence. Elon Musk is a fucking idiot. He overpaid for fucking Twitter by billions of dollars and he ran it right off a fucking cliff. Like I couldn't be fucking happier that it's a fucking disaster because fuck him. The only thing he's succeeded in doing since he bought Twitter is amplifying the voices of fascists, Nazis, and douchebags. Sure, yeah, the fascists are fucking thrilled. But like everyday bums like me, when they go on Twitter, it's like, I don't know who fucking anybody is anymore. It's horseshit. So Elon Musk buys Twitter. He's like, yo, we're gonna fucking verify everybody. And if you wanna be fucking verified, you want a blue check mark, you're gonna pay $8 a month. And it's not really $8 a month. It's like $8 a month if you use the web version of it. There's a phone version. Like if I'm on my phone, and I look at Twitter Blue. It's called Twitter Blue. I don't know why the fuck it's called Twitter Blue. That's dumb. It's a dumb fucking name, but it's called Twitter Blue. If I look at it on my phone, it's like $11 a month. Here's the thing. I use Twitter for free. If I pay $8 or $11, I get a blue check mark next to my name. That's like, hey man, I can run around my neighborhood for free. But if I stick my tongue up a rich guy's ass and give him $11, I can also run around my neighborhood, but this time I'll get a blue shirt that says douche on it. These fucking rubes who are buying this somehow think that like, it gives them like celebrity status. These dickheads who are verified now, just like random bums, they're like, Hollywood celebrities are showing exactly who they are right now. They're arrogant snobs who won't pay $8 because they think they're better than everybody else. No, they're not paying $8 because why the fuck should they pay $8? What the fuck are they getting out of it? You think they give a shit that fucking loves to spooge 69 as a blue check mark? I've also seen like these arguments as well. They seem to somehow think that because people spend money on shit that many deem unnecessary, that you should then just throw money at Twitter because it's unnecessary. I mean, it's a dumb fucking argument, but like it seems to be the argument that these people are making. Like, listen to this. I don't know who this asshole is too, just another fucking verified dick. It's like, I find it funny that people are gonna pay, you know, $9.99 for Netflix and Spotify and $15 a month for Amazon Prime. And he starts naming all these other fucking streaming services and shit. But then like you're gonna piss and moan about spending $8 or $11 on Twitter. Yeah, asshole. How fucking difficult is this to understand? Listen, if I pay for Netflix for whatever it is a month, you know what benefit I get? I get to watch fucking Netflix. If I pay for fucking Twitter, I get to use Twitter the same way I was before, but like, hey, I don't have to edit tweets and I get this blue check mark just to let everybody know that I'm an asshole. Hey man, you threw money away on HBO Max. Yeah, you know what? I get to watch The Last of Us and Barry. Man, I wish I just spent that money on Twitter so I had a blue check. Like, what are you doing? What on fucking earth are you doing? Listen, you want to spend money on Twitter? I couldn't give a fuck less. If you want to piss your money away by giving it to the world's richest man for no other reason than getting a blue check mark next to your fucking name and becoming verified, more power to you. You want to piss that kind of money away? I don't care. I mean, I think it's fucking dumb, but like, it's not a fair comparison to say like, well, you blow money on coffee every day. Well, yeah, I assume the people who blow money on coffee every day enjoy fucking coffee. They get to drink the coffee. Look at all that money you're wasting on candy bars. Yeah, but motherfucker, I get to eat the candy bars. The other shit that people are buying that you think they're wasting their money on, they get something out of it. It's either a service or they get some type of enjoyment out of it. I mean, people comment to me because I spend so much money on like 5Ks, 10Ks, and half marathons. Yeah, but like, it's an official fucking race. I get to test myself against other assholes who are running. Sure, I can run in the streets. Not the same. Twitter is exactly the same. You're just giving money to a rich dickhead. Somebody who took the site, paid like $20 billion more than it was worth, ran off all the advertisers because he's a Nazi fucking dick. And I was like, oh shit, I need fucking money. Maybe if you give me $8, we can fucking pay for this site. So now you log on, you know who the fuck anybody is. Aside from fucking cat pictures, I can't use Twitter for much anymore, unless it's like a reporter that I already fucking followed. How the fuck do I know my news is legitimate now? Like, is this the real reporter? I don't fucking know. We'll fucking find out, I guess. And then like he's giving certain people like Stephen King and LeBron James did not pay for Twitter, but they get to keep their blue check marks. Isn't that defeating the whole purpose of what Musk said anyway? Like, hey man, we want a fair fucking system where everybody's on the same playing field, except for LeBron James. He doesn't have to pay. That's the same system you had before. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there, but I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and whatever fucking site you want. I am on Twitter at Johnson Hate You, even though it sucks. I'm on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes, the number 5, and this is going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you.